I tell you, there's some serious days ahead of this land. I know the voice of the Lord is His voice should be mentioned.
Good morning, and we're glad you're in the living room with us. Father, we just thank you for this day. We thank you for life itself, that we're still here. We're still alive because of your grace, because of your goodness, because of your power, because of your word, because of all things that you do that are beyond our understanding. And you're so gigantic, we're like less than ants. We can't understand all the things that you do. We can hardly understand anything, but we do know this. You love us, and you want to wash us of all sin and make us holy. Thank you for touching Brother Freedom today. Thank you for anointing him. Thank you for helping him to speak that message that you have for us and all those around to hear. And we just give you praise and honor. Lord, make us ready that we might be able to go to be with you, that we won't be left in that terrible tribulation time. Thank you, Father, in Jesus' name. Amen.
This is Luke 21, starting in verse 8. And he said, "Take heed that ye be not deceived. For many shall come in my name, saying, I am Christ, and the time draweth near. Go ye not therefore after them. But when ye shall hear of wars and commotions, be not terrified, for these things must first come to pass, but the end is not by and by. Then said he unto them, Nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and great earthquakes shall be in diverse places, and famines, and pestilences, and fearful sights, and great signs shall there be from heaven. But before all these, they shall lay their hands on you and persecute you, delivering you up to the synagogues and into prisons, being brought before kings and rulers for my name's sake. And it shall turn to you for a testimony. Settle it therefore in your hearts, not to meditate before what ye shall answer. For I will give you a mouth and wisdom, which all your adversaries shall not be able to gainsay nor resist. And ye shall be betrayed, both by parents and brethren and kinfolk and friends. And some of you shall they cause to be put to death. And ye shall be hated of all men for my name's sake. But there shall not a hair of your head perish. In your patience possess ye your souls. And when ye shall see Jerusalem compassed with armies, then know that the desolation thereof is nigh. Then let them which are in Judea flee to the mountains, and let them which are in the midst of it depart out, and let not them that are in the countries enter thereinto. For these be the days of vengeance, that all things which are written may be fulfilled. But woe unto them that are with child, and to them that give suck in those days. For there shall be great distress in the land, and wrath upon this people. And they shall fall by the edge of the sword, and shall be led away captive into all nations, and Jerusalem shall be trodden down of the Gentiles, until the times of the Gentiles be fulfilled. And there shall be signs in the sun, and in the moon, and in the stars, and upon the earth distress of nations, with perplexity, the sea and the waves roaring, men's hearts failing them for fear, and for looking after those things which are coming on the earth, for the powers of heaven shall be shaken. And then shall they see the Son of Man coming in a cloud with power and great glory. And when these things begin to come to pass, then look up and lift up your heads, for your redemption draweth nigh. And he spake to them a parable. Behold the fig tree and all the trees. When they now shoot forth, ye see and know of your own selves that summer is now nigh at hand. So likewise ye, when ye see these things come to pass, know ye that the kingdom of God is nigh at hand. Verily I say unto you, this generation shall not pass away till all be fulfilled. Heaven and earth shall pass away, but my words shall not pass away. And take heed to yourselves, lest at any time your hearts be overcharged with surfeiting and drunkenness and cares of this life, and so that day come upon you unawares. For as a snare shall it come on all them that dwell on the face of the whole earth. Watch ye therefore, and pray always, that ye may be accounted worthy to escape all these things that shall come to pass, and to stand before the Son of Man. And in the daytime he was teaching in the temple, and at night he went out, and abode in the mount that is called the Mount of Olives, and all the people came early in the morning to him in the temple, for to hear him. Then Hebrews 9:27 says, And as it is appointed unto men once to die, but after this the judgment. Father God, make us ready, I pray, for your judgment, and for your coming, Lord, we're seeking you today. You're our wonderful God. We put our hope in you because you're the only one that we can trust in, Lord. You're the only one that has the answer, Lord, and we look to you today for the answer. We pray that you would put your mighty anointing upon Brother Freedom. We pray that you would touch him by your Spirit, Lord, that he could speak your words with boldness and confidence in Jesus' name. And Lord, we pray that you would open up our ears and our hearts to receive from you in the name of Jesus. Amen.
Thank you, Father, for the clarity of your word. Thank you for clarifying our ears, our minds, our hearts, our souls, so that we can understand what you're saying to us today. Thank you for the power of your word. Thank you for your Son, Jesus Christ, who died for us. Thank you for the precious Holy Spirit who fills us and thrills us and dwells within us and guides us each day. Thank you for your presence in this place. We give you praise and glory in Jesus' name. Amen.
Father, we do praise you for your goodness. We praise you for this mighty day. Your day is at hand. And Father, we look to you. All things consist. You made all things. You have all things. And Father, help us to worship you this day in spirit and in truth. Father, I just pray for the words that you give me will be divinely directed from heaven. Because I have nothing to say in myself. You speak with me and over me and about me. I just give myself in thy hands this day. Touch your people in a mighty way. The Lord would say, this day is at hand. This day has been spoken of many, many years ago, but that day is here. But men do not see that. They think there's many days before them, but they're being deceived by the enemy of their soul. He wishes to take them down to where he is. They will be with him. But I've had a plan for man that they might be able to escape the fiery darts of the wicked. I've given them power. My Son came that he might give life, but they have not taken it. They've taken these things very lightly, but I say a day of trouble is at hand, a day of destruction. And I say when this land that you lived in goes over to homosexuals, all these terrible sins, the judgment is on this land. It's going to start. It's already started. And judgment will begin to come to pass. But there's still no thought about me. There's no thought even in their dimmest way that they can even, their thoughts are away from me, said the Spirit of God. Even I say my people that have known my name are forsaken me this way. They're so busy in themselves, they forget the path that I have for them, that I've included them in a pathway that will lead them to heaven. But they forget that also. Does not my word say, draw nigh to me and I will draw nigh to thee? I say, if thou wilt seek me, ye shall surely find me. But I say, a land that's very struggling in the flesh. They're struggling against the principalities and powers of darkness. They have no power no more of my church. Very weak. Very limited. They're like a human being that's had a bad stroke. What that stroke hits them, they're still wandering around. And they get down worse and worse and worse. And that's what's happening to our people. They've lost their first love. They've lost their first desire to serve their God. But I have a peculiar people, said the Spirit of God. I got one of those, a plan for man, they might live forever. But I say many are refusing that plan. They're going to drift off in eternity, and that day they will go into a place that's not desirable for human beings to be. They're going to a place where Satan and his followers will be. But I say judgment must begin at the house of God. It's appointed unto man once to die, then comes the judgment, said the Spirit of God. I judge all people. Immediately after death, they come into my judgment. I'm calling forth a peculiar people, a holy people, a people that will love the Lord their God with all their heart, with all their soul. To walk upright for me, with me, said the Spirit of God. And I will include them. Like I say this week, what this one is speaking said, I'd be able to have an air be cool and hot almost immediately. The world can't understand that. It's just unusual. Yes, unusual, said the Spirit of God. Because I can do all things. And I say this day, you in this room and where this word's going on, you count yourself lucky. You count yourself being touched by the Spirit of God. The God of heaven. These things don't just happen. They come by asking me because I want to help all people. But when they say no, it gives me no place only to go another way. When I go that other way, there it becomes the pathway of the unjust. The unjust finds no help. The unjust finds problems. The unjust finds horrendous bad offerings before them. They find the way ahead of them is a lifeline that leads to hell. But I have a supernatural people that walk with my blessing. I will touch them, and I shall move upon them as only I can, said the Word of God. I'm here to deliver them. I'm here to set them free. But I say, when they deliberately come against me, I have no war course but go against what they're doing. And I say, when they deliberately in their churches come against my Holy Spirit, I say there's a day of judgment upon that, said the Spirit of God. A day when lukewarm Christians are going to be judged also. A day of sadness is going to be in their life. A day of sickness. Much sickness is going to be in my churches because they're not walking by my Spirit. They're going to find themselves in great need of the supernatural power. And that power comes to the Lord your God. And him only shall thy love receive. And thou shalt be a blessing. And thou shalt find favor with it. Thou shalt be in love. He is your Savior. He is your keeper. But I say, when people deliberately come against my Spirit, Jesus plainly said, he that would forgive all things, but anybody come against the Spirit of God would not be forgiven. Churches get out here and think they can live a loose life, says the Spirit of God. But there's a day coming when all men are going to be standing in judgment. Women, boys, girls, all included. There's a day coming, if you're not covered with God's blessing, a day of troubles, a day of sadness. This land that you live in is going to see great problems before it. It's going to see things that's going to detour their walk. They're not longer living no shiny home. All their cars, their toys, their bank accounts, all things are going down the wrong direction. Judgment is coming, my people. Prepare for eternity. Judgment is coming, says the Spirit of God. Judgment is coming, says the Spirit of God. Be ready. Just because you don't think about it is not signs of that coming. It'll take you surprise as a surprise. And you'll find that day is real. Day when no man is going to be able to work no longer. A day of sadness. A day of darkness. But I say, as spoken of in the book of Daniel, said the Spirit of God, a day of much learning. But your learning will not cause you to be able to come against the power of darkness. Your learning will not, you can have the best Christian school of learning without my Spirit, and you'll find yourself defenseless. Hear me now, you'll find yourself defenseless, says the Spirit of God. Just because you speak it is no sign you have it. You need my Spirit. My Spirit is part of me, says the Spirit of God. And you will do nothing without me. You'll just have a name. That name will carry you no place. It'll do nothing for you. You'll see no value in it. You'll not see the limitations. You will find no limitations there. There will be no limits without the Spirit of God. If you're going to have destruction, unlimited. When the other way you know the Spirit of God, you're going to have unlimited power. You're going to be blessed with all kind of power. When you deliberately come to my Spirit, said the Spirit of God, you're going to lose favor with your God. So that day is coming. Be wise, my people. Shake off those problems upon thee. For judgment must begin at the house of God. What shall the end of them believe not? Does not my word say, come unto me, all ye that weary and heavy laden, and I shall give you rest? There's no other rest but in the Lord your God. But I say, my remember, judgment is coming. There's going to be a problem this nation's never seen before. A day of destruction. Fires, floods, tornadoes, hurricanes, all bad things. Sickness. Lawlessness. You can't sleep at night because the lawlessness is coming your way. They'll come through your windows. They'll devour you because Satan is at hand. And the only detour to Satan is the Lord your God. And when I withhold my power completely, it's going to be a day of troubles, of darkness that you never felt. You need to get ready, my people. You need to get ready. You need to take heed, says the Spirit of God. God has spoken this, said the Spirit of God. God will be with you, who can be against you. But if God be not with you, you have no power, you have no strength, you have no recourse. But God's on your side, nothing can deter you, nothing can silence your walk. You must awaken yourself and say, shake off, that you might be blessed from God in heaven. Father, we thank you in the wonderful name of Father, the Son, the Holy Ghost. Let this be your word. Amen. Amen and amen. In Jesus' name, amen. Lord, touch us here in this room. Touch your word, for it's going out through the United States this day. Let them know that we're living in sober times. We're a time of walking softly before the Lord. Have an attitude of prayer. Seeking the one that can touch us, the one that needs to destroy us. He is all power. And we bless your people this day in Jesus' name in a mighty way. Those that need forgiveness, I pray that you'll bless them, forgive them. For those that need a touch, I pray that you'll touch them this day. If they need healing for God the Father, God the Son, the Holy Ghost, I pray that healing touch, to touch your mind, touch your hearts. Oh, touch your whole being, that you might walk properly, that you might edify the Spirit of God, the God of your God. For that day is coming. God said, let us rise. Greater is he that is in you than he in the world. Arise having that faith in God, your God, that God's going to bless you. Father, I pray a mighty blessing on these people. In that, I think that God's telling me that if you can, in your houses, get a little extra food, stuff like that, but you may be able to survive. Because I think there's coming before us with troubles. God's got his shelter over, protection over his couples, over his beloved. We're going to have to walk tenderly before the Lord. You know, having the joy of the Lord is a true being this hour. He's going to have that added, the joy of the Lord is going to keep him full. You'll have that strength. But you won't get out here and just say what you wish. Listen for him, because you're living in a time when by the words are justified, by the words are condemned. Father, I pray for a mighty covering. If in all that hear my voice this day, those that seriously want to serve you, I pray for a mighty covering. Father, that they will take heed to things that they have heard, lest any time they would let them slip. Father, I pray that you'll bless your people. Give your strength. They'll take heed to things they've heard, lest any time they should let them slip. Father, we just praise you this day. We love you this day. Just go for God, and God will bless you. In Jesus' name, amen. And before I close, if anybody out there has a serious sickness, believe right this moment, and God can heal you. Whatever your need is, God can touch you. He's supernatural. He is God. God wants to heal you, touch you, bless you. He wants to be your guide. He wants to be your direction. Father, we ask this to be made manifold by your mighty manifold blessings. That means by more, a whole bunch of them going out to all over the world. It wants to take heed to the Lord. God wants to bless you this day, so you might grow in the Lord. Amen. Amen.
That was a special message. Praise the Lord. You better listen to this several times. God bless you.